Darfur rallies may help Christians working in Sudan. India releases jailed ministry leader, and Wycliffe marks a half century of work in Papua New Guinea. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Thousands of people rallied around the United States over the weekend asking the U.S. government to get more involved in the genocide in Darfur, Sudan. More than 200,000 people have been killed, millions displaced, and hunger and disease rampant. Persecution Project Foundation has been working in Sudan since 1989. PPF's Ed Lyons says this mass rally is just what was needed.
With the increased attention that we're receiving, well, it'll be a good thing for the Darfurians. You know, if we can get a peacekeeping force in Darfur to watch over this, it just might turn the tide on the genocide that's occurring.
Today was supposed to have been the deadline for a peace deal. While Lyons is pessimistic, PPF's work is pressing on.
We are having an outreach to both the Muslims and to the Christians who are being displaced. We're seeing it as a wonderful opportunity of seeing the Lord work in the lives of these Muslim people in particular who are fleeing the genocide, and they're getting help from us, as Matthew 25 tells us to do.
Next, the president of one of India's largest evangelical mission organizations is to be released from Kota Central Jail on bail today. After 47 days imprisonment on anti-Hindu charges, Hope Givers Dr. Samuel Thomas's release is good news. Hope Givers Bill Bray.
The case has not been dismissed, but by giving him bail, it's a very good sign. It means that Dr. Sam will immediately be able to come out and comfort the staff and the children.
Thomas's release comes on the heels of several other victories regarding other staff members and the founder of the ministry, M.A. Thomas. While his release is good news, Bray says it's not over yet. There's still the matter of replacing staff and running the multi-armed ministries.
The bank accounts have not been unfrozen yet. Our vehicles are still impounded. We still don't have licenses to operate any of our schools or the orphanages. They're all operating illegally.
You're listening to Mission Network News. It's been 5 years since Martin and Gracia Burnham, missionaries with New Tribes Mission, were kidnapped in the Philippines. Over the weekend, Filipino military agents captured Abdasil Malenka Dima, the man reportedly responsible for the kidnappings of the Burnhams and 18 others from a resort in 2001. He's believed to be a member of Abu Sayyaf, a group known to have ties to Al-Qaeda. One of the victims was executed while Martin Burnham was killed in the rescue. Meanwhile, Wycliffe Bible Translators Brian Hodgkins says their team dedicated New Testaments in the 158th and 159th Papua New Guinea languages on April 15th. The region's diverse, which helps sustain their work.
Out of those 800-plus language communities, in 50 years, we've now got 159 New Testaments that this organization has been involved in helping to produce out there in the communities in Papua New Guinea.
Hodgkin explains the longevity of their work stems from a partnership mindset with the indigenous church.
We bring skills of linguistic and translation methods and literacy and the other things that we're involved in, but we have to rely very heavily on the local Papua New Guineans to be the experts as far as the language is concerned.
And Greater Europe Missions Euro Team has more requests for their Teaching English as a Foreign Language teams, or TEFL, than people to meet the needs. Team leaders say the program is an effective tool for evangelism. When feasible, teachers share their testimonies. Reading lessons using the gospel, students are invited to church and social events and are given tracts or Bibles in their own language. Pray for more workers to join the teams in order to meet the needs. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is making available Book of Hope's Three Stories DVD and Rob Hoskins' book, Seeds of Spiritual Lineage, at our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. One resource will motivate you in missions, while the other will help you in your daily prayer life. You can also get them at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.